in today's episode.
Like sometimes the camera is that it's we're artists first, then business people second. Like I feel like we focus on our creative aspect of it. We don't go, oh, we want.
Just some guys with the camera. So would you like to give a kind of a brief introduction to my audience about who you are and what you do?
Yeah, so my name is Matthew and I'm one of three main members of a filmmaking group called Some Guys with the Camera. It's run by me, Matthew, my brother John, and our friend Connor. And we met on a filmmaking project in 2017. And ever since then, we were kind of inspired to then go and make our own stuff. So we put our work now on YouTube and Instagram. Instagram's where most of our fan base kind of is. And it's all about promoting our work, getting it out there, getting it seen when it's so hard to make it in the industry these days. I think we need to kind of push ourselves.
Wow, that's an amazing story. I think I had seen somewhere that you're one of your films had also won some awards as well. Like, I think so that I'd seen it in, I don't know.
Yeah, that's right. Our latest film, Blackbird, was nominated for 3 awards. So that's quite cool.
Yeah, so you kind of mentioned in your introduction about how you're like built your kind of fan base on Instagram. So do you have some kind of advice or best strategies of how people can build their fan base solely in Instagram?
Yeah, so the main thing that I would say is that I think why people quite like Some Guys with the Camera is that it's we're artists first, then business people second. Like I feel like we focus on our creative aspect of it. We don't go, oh, we want thousands of followers, you know, because that just kind of happened. I think it's about like the honesty and it's about being really like focus on your craft rather than how many people are seeing it. Because if you just like master what you're trying to get out there for, so obviously whoever's listening to this taking advice, you might not be a filmmaker like me, but you might, you're obviously going to have some sort of thing that you do. So focus on that. And then if that's good and you're honest about that and people like that, then that's where people will feel like they want to support you. They want to follow you. I think that's the main advice I would give.
Yeah, you brought about a good point about how it should be the focus of your Instagram brand and the account should be about showcasing your honesty and it should be just focused on your craft rather than just trying to get so many thousands of followers to come and like just be like dead accounts kind of like not really engaging, just their kind of following. And yeah, so that is kind of a misconception I think that a lot of people have about Instagram as well. And so my next question kind of falls along the lines of, so now that you've kind of established some, like how you have personally built an Instagram brand for your kind of the Some Guys with the Camera account. So what were your strategies to build that Instagram brand and not just in the, say this like film space, but also for other industries as well? Like, do you have any take on that?
Yeah, so we obviously target our posts on Instagram to not be too regular. So you don't want to have like 20 posts a day. You want to have on average a post. Sometimes we go through phase, like if we've got a new film coming out, we'll post every day because we want to remind people that we exist and stuff. But no, like a few a week, like 3 or 4 posts a week is usually what we do. And we target them so that they coincide with things. I think people quite like that. So for example, like it's Christmas, we'll put a Christmas post up, things like that. Also, we will use it to coincide with ourselves and we'll use little things to remind people of them. A big thing also I would say is interact with your followers. I know it sounds really basic, but I think that's what's helped us get as far as it is. It's like it spreads word of mouth. So someone will comment on one of our posts and then we'll reply to it like, thank you so much or something, or someone similar to us has an achievement, then we'll like share it and then that will make them feel good and then they'll share us. So it's about really connecting with your followers. I think that's how it starts a big base. Like, you're not going to really tell people about this account that you like unless, you know, like, they've recognized you. And so, yeah, we just try to have, like, a connection, a relationship with our followers. Otherwise, I don't think they would like us very much.
Yeah, you brought about a great point about how there has to be kind of like a connection with your audience. And I love your point on the targeted posts. So do you guys use like hashtags? Like, what's your take in hashtags? Like, do you use hashtags in your posts? And does this actually convert to like real followers who engage with your posts? Or like, do you have like just like dead followers who are just there, like just idly kind of scrolling through and just like, what's your take on the use of hashtags to build an Instagram brand as well?
Yeah, so we don't always use hashtags. But if the post is about something very specific, so say if we put a meme up about something, or then just say if we put like a photo and it's on the beach, like I'll put hashtag beach or hashtag sunset or something like that, because it's like a specific thing that people will want to like look at the hashtag for. But a lot of the time we don't. Sometimes we will put like hashtag filming or hashtag coming soon, but they're really just to tease people. I think we do get more likes when we use a hashtag. I'm not sure about followers. Followers, we do get a few. So yeah, no, to be honest, I would recommend hashtags, but don't overdo them because it looks a bit silly. So we just like use them quite sparingly. It's only when, you know, like something springs to mind, vividly, that we would want to, like, we would want people who are searching for that to connect with. That's when we'll use a hashtag. But I would never go, oh, we need a hashtag, what are we going to put it as? Only if it actually really links to it.
Yeah, you made a great point about how, like, to not just use hashtags just like that, but to use it like when it actually serves a purpose. So that was a great point. So now, like, kind of delving away from hashtags. So what's your take on, say, Instagram stories? Like, how often do you use Instagram stories? And what do you do with Instagram stories that helps you kind of create your Instagram brand around your, like, filming and whatever, like, else that you do within your kind of Instagram account?
Yeah, so I'm glad you asked about that, because I think we post more in our Instagram story than we do on our actual Instagram account, which I know most people don't do. A story is just kind of like an accompaniment. It's just when you want to post something that's temporary. We use it a lot. I think the story almost has its own specific persona, because it's a lot more informal than the main account. So we'll post like quite silly things on there, or like little jokes or memes sometimes even. And there's all sorts of really great features on Instagram stories that I think if you want to like grow your audience, you need to have a look at, because there's things like ask me a question, which you can change for yourself, like what did you think of, and then the people can just say it easily. There's also polls, so we'll obviously get people to vote on things quite a lot. There's also music, so that you can put any song you want on your Instagram story, which I just think is really cool. There's loads of really good features on stories. So we will post quite a lot on there. We'll post updates. Say if like I'm editing, I'll put a shot of it and be like teasing. So it's, I feel like people who follow the story get more out of our account. So it's almost like bonus content, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I understand what you're trying to say. Like, and I loved your point on like bonus content. And I'm definitely going to try out the ask me a question thing as well and see like what's the traction on that. So now moving away kind of from Instagram stories. So within the Instagram platform, do you guys use Instagram Live as well, like to build your Instagram brand?
Yeah, so not as often as we like, because it's because we have to get obviously someone else to control it, because I feel like whenever we go live, it will have to involve all of us. So we would need someone to like film it for us. And that's kind of hard sometimes. But when we've done Instagram Lives in the past, they've been like surprisingly successful. It's usually when we're filming something, I'll just pass the account to like Connor or John and just be like, just film everything. And then it's just someone going around with the camera and it's like, just like watch us live doing what we do. Now you've like mentioned it, I'd really like to do that again soon. But yeah, I think that's one of the less common things that we do. However, it's still something we do. It's something that's worth looking at. It just like adds more to your account, doesn't it? If, like, there's a live stream, and I think more and more people are watching things like that.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I feel as well that when I come in Instagram, like, a majority of the things that I see sometimes, like, especially during the, like, at certain times of the day, like, a lot of people are doing all these Instagram lives and they're asking and interacting with the audience. And that is, I think, also helping them to get build not just their Instagram brand, but also a personal brand. So people can see them as like experts or whatever, but maybe that does kind of differ kind of based on the industry as well. Like film industry, I guess it's more important to have those kind of behind the scenes shots. Whereas say if you're an expert at in like an industry like digital marketing or something, you want to position yourself as like expert in that field. So you would want to consistently be doing Instagram lives with people. And that is, I think, a very good benefit of Instagram as well. So now my next question was kind of about Instagram marketing. So do you put a lot of effort into marketing and like running Instagram ads for your account?
So we've done that in the past, as in like paid promotions. And if I'm being honest, I think to be fair, we didn't spend that much money on the Instagram ads. So if you'd have spent more, I'm sure it would have been more effective. But in relation to, you know, just promoting it for free, I think it wasn't that beneficial. However, it's clearly something that is obviously deserves a look at. I think we just didn't go about it properly because we've only done it once. So we did it for our film Noel, which was released in December. And I don't recall getting many more followers than we did beforehand. So the paid promotions haven't worked for us yet, but I would recommend having a look at it.
Yeah, I kind of agree on that note that like ads can be powerful, but it's dependent on how you kind of put that across and how you can use your ads to kind of create like a funnel so that you can convert more like inbound traffic or whatever your goals are to kind of bring more people to your account or whatever that you want them to do, like whatever you want their call to action to be. So yeah, you've brought about some amazing points throughout this. You guys can connect with @someguyswithacamera on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube, and I'll be attaching the links in the podcast description below, and looking forward to connecting this Saturday and Sunday for a two-part series where I'll be interviewing Dev Anand Pandey, an expert in SEO and digital marketing who's been in the space for about 7 years, and he'll be sharing his insights on the above topics. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Wait, I have something for you. I would like to offer you an exclusive invite to my Facebook group, Educating and Learning Together, where you will get a chance to potentially interact with some of the guests I have brought to speak in my podcast series. If you want to receive this invite, follow me on Instagram under the handle RuhiK2. Take a screenshot of where you are listening to this podcast and write, say 1, 2, 3 things you have learned from this episode and tag me in your Instagram story.